The Sunday Sermon 7. Consciousness and Free Will Redo. Having listened to the Origins podcast with Stephen Fry, I was left feeling a little shortchanged with the briefness of his comments on free will and agency. When I am through making quips about Fry's Turkish delight and the price of olive oil at the sauna, I like to think for myself a bit. As an atheist, the idea of a deterministic universe ordained by a patriarchal deity in the sky is out of the question. That thinking is simply absurd. However, contingent reality means that freedom of choice is forever limited by circumstance. Arguments for hardwired neurobiological determinism are proposed by philosophers and scientists alike. In particular, I would reference Sam Harris' book Free Will. The brain is a machine responding to external reality, and all our reactions could at core be proposed to be mechanistic biological reaction. Where this argument falls short is that it cannot adequately describe consciousness and the experimental evidence that neurological reaction precedes conscious choice has been questioned. Daniel Dennett's Elbow Room explores these matters more fully. Agency, in the sense of choice, may be constrained by both external cues and internal factors such as nature and nurture. Conditioning, through learning, as with biology, may be seen to dictate our reactions to stimulus, and to that extent, free will may be an illusion of perception. The existential philosophers put great emphasis on consciousness and agency deriving from it. Be it illusion of the mind or not, agency exists. In any given circumstance, we have a multiplicity of available actions, and it is with agency that we can decide our responses to any given situation. The contingency of nature and nurture may predetermine many of our reactions to the outside world and the choices it presents. But ultimately, as conscious beings, we are condemned to be free, Sartre. Dennett proposes compatibilistic solutions to the problem of consciousness. Despite the neurobiological restrictions in creating the illusion of consciousness, and thus agency, to all intent and purpose, agency remains real for practical purposes. Freedom evolves. Listening to David Chalmers on consciousness presents a direction to solve the question of what it is experientially, getting past epiphenomenology of mechanistic determinism of neurology. No more a zombie, in top-down consciousness as causal agency rather than bottom-up neurological systems. There is an argument that the epiphenomena of consciousness is the experience of the collaboration between neurological subsystems and as such illusionary. I would argue, with a dash of Merleau-Ponty, that the existence of phenomenology points to a top-down agency where consciousness directly affects the neurological systems that it is a product of. Although an integrated whole, the phenomena of consciousness can alter its some parts through exercise of free will. So consciousness is a product of physicality through brain functions, yet there is within its experiential qualities the causal effect of having agency to change the functioning or behavioural direction of otherwise deterministic neurological subsystems. Consciousness is top-down in so much as it affects the underlying physical subsystems that produces itself with causality. Consciousness in the abstract could be viewed as the essence of what it is to be human, somewhat like the much misused term soul. Present within the material body as a phenomena, that is the sum of the material parts, but in some way transcendent through its abstract quality and ability to will causation. We are finite living beings within time. So much as we exist in four dimensions, we have soul in the sense of existence, within a brief span that is itself present in the eternity of the universe. Finite, a brief dance of consciousness before we die. Lest we forget, the universe may too eventually cease to be. Even where we remain in the memory of others, our impact on materiality, for all its causal ripples and through the consciousness of others, will eventually cease to be. There is no eternal soul unless you view the fourth dimension of time as a linear continuum where for now we act in the present, leaving footprints in the sand of time, but in the eyes of eternity will, when we die, only exist forever in the past. It is only for our actions that we impact the material world. We cease to act at our deaths. The wings of a butterfly may send ripples in flight across the universe, but in essence, existence is brief and fleeting. Nothing exists after death but our memory and causal consequences of our actions. Like the smoke from an extinguished candle flame, this too will come to pass. This brings important questions about freedom within a capitalist system of society. Where free agents are restricted by competition for resources through a need symbolically met by money, some conscious choice is restricted. Is this societal construct of contingent reality just and equal? In the light of consciousness, for the many who are the working classes, apparently not. Consciousness grants the freedom of agency. The socio-economic reality restricts our freedoms and chains our souls. Some may seek freedom from the dominance of the state system through religion, but that too is an indoctrinated shackle of the ruling classes. Political revolution may have failed with socialism, but higher wages and lessened working hours would grant more freedom for both consciousness and the free agency that comes with it. So when Stephen Fry says free will has largely been discounted, but we have agency, I feel this only confuses through semantics. To all intent and purpose, we have free will. It is contingent. It may be an illusion constrained by nature and nurture, but ultimately, we have agency through free will to decide our response to any given problem. Thankfully, there is no God or the universe deciding our actions. We have responsibility. Scientific reductionism cannot adequately describe or qualify subjective existence of conscious will. Consciousness is not an object for deconstruction. It is subjective in quality. Free will may be an artifact of romanticism or continental philosophy, but as a concept it has yet to be fully refuted. Consciousness is freedom. All these moments will be lost in time. Give me more life, fucker.